A leading scientist whose modelling helped convince the government to put the country into lockdown has said more than 20,000 lives could have been saved if the measures had been brought in a week earlier. Professor Neil Ferguson from Imperial College London told MPs on the Science and Technology Committee that the epidemic had taken hold much quicker than many experts had anticipated. Here's our science correspondent, Palab Ghosh.
COVID-19 began spreading uncontrollably in the UK in early March. The government's advice at the time was for people to wash their hands more frequently and to self-isolate if they had any symptoms of the disease. It wasn't until March the 23rd that full lockdown measures were introduced. The science guiding these decisions was based on modelling of the spread of the disease by Professor Neil Ferguson, among others. His group initially used data from the outbreak in China, which indicated that the number of cases doubled every 5 to 7 days. But as the number of UK cases increased, he told MPs that it became clear that the doubling rate in Britain was much faster.
The epidemic was doubling every 3 to 4 days before lockdown interventions were introduced. So had we introduced lockdown measures a week earlier, we would have reduced the final death toll by at least a half.
According to Dr. Kit Yates of Bath University, it was clear to many other scientists much earlier than Professor Ferguson's group, by March the 14th, more than a week before lockdown was imposed, that the doubling rate in the UK was 3 to 4 days. Speaking on Radio 4's More or Less programme, Dr. Yates said that their arguments fell on deaf ears because they held less sway than Professor Ferguson's group.
Cases were getting out of hand quicker than we thought. It may have contributed to the delay in taking measures to suppress this epidemic, getting this doubling time wrong, which might have resulted in the loss of tens of thousands of lives, and which also might have meant that we had to stay in lockdown for longer than we would have had done otherwise if we'd acted sooner.
MPs on the Science Select Committee were told by other scientific advisers that lockdown was delayed because there was concern that people would not observe it for more than a few weeks, although the overwhelming majority did follow the government's guidelines to the letter for several months.
The think tank, the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development, says Britain is expected to experience the worst economic